right now on the line from your Toronto Raptors, swingman Sonny Weems. How are you, Sonny?
Well, man, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How's the offseason been treating you to this point?
Oh, man, it's been going well. I'm enjoying the beautiful weather, so I mean, it's been going real well.
Sonny, how important for you will this offseason be? Because you're coming off, obviously a breakout year for the Raptors and a breakout year for you personally. I know you wish things could have gotten better for the team overall, but what about this offseason as you prep going into next year and trying to take that next step in your career?
Oh, man, it's a big summer for me, man. I mean, next year I have a chance to play, a lot, more than I ever dreamed about, so, and have a chance to I have my own starting position. So, I mean, this offseason been real important for me. I've been working out, twice a day, sometimes three times a day, in the morning times and sometimes in the evening. And, I'm just trying to work on my all-around game, and just trying to be in a position where I can help my team, at least make it to the playoffs next year.
You mentioned the all-around game. Is there anything specifically you're trying to focus in on, Sonny? Right off the top of my head, I would think, in terms of maybe improving the range on the three-point shot, that might be something you want to add to your arsenal. But, what do you think about what you're trying to focus on specifically?
I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, that's what my main objective and my main goal, to extend my range, get a little bit, beyond the mid-range game a little bit, try to extend my range. So, that's the most important thing I'm working on right now. And, I would say the second thing that I'm trying to work on right now is more of a, being more of a playmaker for my other teammates. If you watch some of the games last year, I show a little bit of snippets of it, but I'm just trying to become that more complete player.
How difficult was it at times last year as well, Sonny? Because, let's be honest, and we've talked to Brian Colangelo about this. Heck, we talked to Chris Bosh about it even a couple of weeks ago when we had him on the air. The fans saw it. I don't know if you'd agree or not, but it seemed like the team wasn't as tight as it needed to be at times. And I don't know if we can go so far as to say that chemistry with certain players was an issue, but it just seemed like it wasn't a cohesive unit at times on the floor. So maybe you didn't see that extra pass being made or see that sharing of, to the teammates, because it just wasn't a team that was on the same page together all the time.
Yes, I mean, even at times we showed a little bit, of each other having a great chemistry together. But when you have nine new faces on the NBA team, who's the players in the NBA are already to themselves. So when you bring nine new players on one team in the NBA, it's kind of hard for everyone to coexist. It's kind of hard for everyone to play as a team or even just, be around each other like that. And, it's a lot of separation off the court because, you don't know what this guy does. You don't know what he likes. And I think that down the line, when games got real close, I think that was really, was a problem for us. We wasn't as close are we supposed to be as a unit, because most of the fact, nine new faces, some of those guys on the team that I personally met that year. I mean, I never met those guys in my life, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons, down the stretch that made it real tough for us to win games.
Is that something that can be worked on as well, or does that only come with time with a teammate, with season after season and building that core and that chemistry? Or I mean, can you kind of have that right off the bat and try and actually work on that?
I mean, you can't have it right off the bat. It's something that you have to work on. A locker room has to be, as if you sitting at a family reunion or something. The locker room has to be like that, and off the court, I mean, I'm not saying you have to see each other every day, but at least, go out to dinner, hang out with each other. And I think, it just comes with time. I mean, like me, myself, DeMar, Jack, Ed Davis, and Amir, we're starting to get a little closer because, not only are we together in Toronto, but we're together in other cities. And I think that brings on team camaraderie.
Yeah, and I think I asked that question, Sonny, because of the fact that, it's not going to be probably nine new faces, but there is going to be quite a few changes again, yet again this offseason. You just mentioned one of them in Ed Davis and Solomon Alibi drafted, and you got Linus Klaza coming to town. There's been some rumblings about, Jose was almost dealt along with Reggie. You almost had a few new teammates when you think of Tyson Chandler, Matt Barnes, and Boris Diaw. Those didn't go through, but you do have Barbosa. So, yet again, there's moving pieces. So that's something that you have to adjust to, I guess, as a teammate, those chemistry issues that you probably have on a lot of teams year to year with a lot of roster overturn.
I mean, it's just something that we're going to have to work on. I mean, it starts in training camp. Training camp is coming up, and most everybody has to report to Toronto probably at the end of September, and it starts that way. And that's one way, you know, to get a team tentatively started. And I think, you know, everybody's willing to work on it, even the new guys.
We're speaking with Sonny Weems of the Toronto Raptors. Sonny, I want to continue to talk about the team a little bit, but I also want to mention you're coming to town. I know you've already been in Toronto a couple of times during this offseason, but you're coming back again in a couple of weeks for a basketball camp for kids. Maybe you've got some of the details on that you could let us know, but it's coming up in 2 weeks, and you're going to be doing two different sessions here in Toronto?
Yes, the 16th through the 20th, and the 23rd through the 26th or 27th. I don't have the information right in front of me because I'm at an airport. But yeah, it'll be my first, you know, basketball camp that I want to give back to the kids. I mean, you hear a lot about, you know, Canada's basketball is not really that big, or they don't have a lot of good players, and that's one thing that I'm trying to, you know, bring back to the city and trying to help out with the city, because they said a lot of players don't really do stuff like that in Toronto. In Toronto, but this is my first year, my first annual Sonny Weems basketball camp. You know, it's $275 per kid. I mean, you know, they get a chance to meet, you know, mostly all Raptors on the team. I have DeMar DeRozan in there, you know, Amir Johnson, Jared Jack. You know, so I mean, you'll meet that's pretty much the core of the team, you know, excluding Bariani, but you know, but you'll get the chance to meet those guys and give kids bragging rights. You know, a lot of kids, you know, don't get to see NBA players, and that's one thing I want to bring back to the city. And next year, you know, I'm planning on doing a lot of things other than camp. You know, I'm doing basketball tournaments, all kinds of things. So I'm just trying to bring back to the city something that I never had a chance to do when I was a kid. I never went to a NBA player basketball camp, and that's what I'm trying to bring to the city.
Well, good on you for doing that, Sonny. Again, folks, it's $275 per kid, the 16th to the 20th in Toronto. And if I'm not mistaken, Sonny, I think it's the 23rd to the 27th up in Vaughan, which is obviously right close to Toronto, just about 30 minutes outside the city. Is there a website or something that folks can get details from? Or do you know right now, Sonny, where folks can get the contact information if they are interested in signing up?
Yes, you can get all the information from SonnyWeems24.com. I repeat, SonnyWeems24.com. It shows you all the information to sign up, when it starts, you know, what's the age group. It shows you all that. Just go visit that website, and you'll get all the information you need.
Sonny, I'll make sure I put that in the blog on the Fan 590 website as well, and I'll tweet it. And I mean, you've got way more followers than I do anyway, so they'll get the information from you. But I'll put it out there, make sure that folks know about it. Let me ask you, and I'm not trying to sort of, you know, bring up any negative, but you know, in the past you had, you know, a couple of, and a lot of people are like this, couple of skeletons in the closet in terms of off the court stuff, and you know, you've done a good job in terms of, you know, keeping clean, and everything's good now, and there was no issues with you last year and into the offseason, and now all of a sudden you got a basketball camp for kids and you're talking about giving back to the community more and everything else. Is that just a sign, do you think, personally, of just your maturation as a person, let alone as a player?
I mean, yes. I mean, NBA players, you have a – people put you on this pedestal where you can't somehow – you can't reach. And you have to act like that every day. I mean, you have eyes watching you all the time. And you know, my dad's a pastor, and my mom's a minister. So growing up, you know, and being disciplined, you know, going to church every Sunday or whenever, you know, a service was added to the church. But you know, growing up believing in God, you know, just kept me real grounded. And you know, staying out of trouble has always been the number one thing to me, because you can't go anywhere in life if you always, you know, on the news for this or that or always in trouble.
Sonny, we're speaking with Sonny Weems of the Toronto Raptors. And Sonny, we've seen a lot of you, DeMar DeRozan, Amir Johnson, and a little bit of Jared Jack as well in the offseason. It seems like you guys are really taking this this young guns moniker by the horns and really running with it. I think it was Willis Richardson, the team security guy, that sort of came up with the name initially. But it's gaining steam as time goes on. How much do you believe... How truly do you believe that this young guns core, you, DeMar, Amir, even throw Jared into the mix as that sort of veteran amongst the youngsters, how much do you believe that you guys can take this team to that next level, to the postseason that you speak of, even without Chris Bosh?
I believe 110%. You know, in my heart, that I think, you know, that the young guns can bring this, you know, this franchise to being a a championship contender team. You know, on down the lines, we get a couple years in, and a lot of guys stay around, and we get pieces in to come help us. But I really truly believe that we can turn this franchise around, and you know, and that's one thing, you know, that we all talked about, you know, every day. You know, whenever we're on the phone, we're talking about this upcoming season, and that's one thing that we always come about. We always talk about that's the number one priority on our list is changing this, you know, franchise, changing the face of this franchise. And, you know, we're working hard this offseason to be able to do that. And I think, you know, you're going to see the progress during the season. You know, we get those pieces and we become that team unit, or we have that team camaraderie. It'll be a great season for us.
Sonny, let me ask you. You and I joked a little bit about Twitter a couple of seconds ago, but there's no doubt you're active on Twitter. The social media is a large part of the game, both for the media and for the players in professional sports these days. When it comes to Bosch and the impact that he has leaving the team, let me leave alone the team itself for a second, because it's pretty obvious. When you take 24-10 out of a lineup, you're going to feel it. But the whole way things went down with LeBron and Chris and Dwayne staying in Miami, Chris and LeBron joining him, and the tweeting that was going on, LeBron's, you know, press conference live on television, his decision. Did you like the way that stuff went down? I mean, were you kind of upset about it like some fans were? How did you react to the whole thing as far as CB and LeBron went?
I mean, I didn't react at all. I mean, whatever those guys do, that's what they do. I mean, he's Chris Bosh, he's LeBron, I'm Sonny Williams. All I'm worried about is, you know, Sonny Wings and the Toronto Raptors and how can I help my team. You know, whatever's going on in their lives, you know, it really doesn't, you know, matter to me, because I'm trying to, you know, get to the point where I can, you know, I can set my family or myself up for the rest of my life. And whatever those guys got going on, then that's what they got going on. But I'm worried about, you know, Sonny Wings and the Toronto Raptors.
Well, and as far as the Toronto Raptors go and Toronto Raptor fans, again, you got a chance to potentially join up and maybe learn the game from Sonny Weems and DeMar DeRozan, Amir Johnson, other guys. Sonny Weems with his first ever basketball camp here in Toronto coming up August 16th to the 20th, and then again the 23rd to the 27th. All the details at sonnyweems24.com. Sonny, thanks for the time. Appreciate you doing this, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.